Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everybody, it's Dale Luganville with the Full Scale Outdoors Podcast. Thank you guys for joining me. Brand new segment I'm releasing. This is the first installment of Waterfowl Wednesday. And I'm going to be doing these with Nick A. Johnson. If you are a fan of the show, if you've listened to the show before, you know I've had Nick on before. He is a wealth of knowledge. He is a competition goose caller. All-around good dude, good conversationalist, but he is like, he's a bird nerd. He's the doctor of ducks, the goose guru, whatever you want to call it. He knows a lot of stuff. His brain is very analytical, and so I proposed the idea if he would be interested in kind of doing something like this on a regular basis. He was in, and in my mind, I started formulating a plan that eventually I would kind of pass off the reins to him for the Waterfowl Wednesday segment. So I'll be in it a little bit, but eventually I kind of want to phase myself out and just let him run wild and just see kind of where his mad scientist brain goes. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it evolves. But for now, I'm part of it, and we kind of just bounce stuff off each other. I try to let him go as much as I can. But so subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. I'm going to be releasing these every Wednesday. That's why it's called Waterfowl Wednesday. And if you haven't already, please rate and review it and share it. Share it on all your social media platforms. And we're all on lockdown here in our shelter in place during the COVID-19 pandemic. And everybody's looking for stuff to break the boredom. These are going to be short, relatively short, easy to digest episodes. So have at them. If you are looking for other great outdoor content, you've already went through all your list of stuff and you're watching the same YouTube videos over and over again, Full Scale Outdoors Podcast is a proud member of the Waypoint Outdoor Collective. So go find Waypoint Outdoor Collective wherever you find your podcast that you're listening to now, and you're going to find a bunch. We keep adding more and more, and tons of great content on there. Also, you can download the Waypoint TV app, which will have some, the podcast will be on there, but on top of that, you get a shit ton of great TV shows, documentaries, and stuff like that, all outdoors, you know, hunting and fishing. You are guaranteed to find something in there, great content that will keep you entertained. So there's my little commercial for that. Let's get to it. Here we go, brand new, hot off the presses, Waterfowl Wednesday, right here on the Full Scale Outdoors Podcast.
Oh, here we go, boys.
Go.
Ooh, I love that sound. This is a good one.
I like the Shelby interview, though.
Yeah, he was fun. He's a cool dude.
He is a cool dude.
Literally sounds like he's either a NASCAR driver or a NASCAR announcer. Yeah, man.
Think so?
Yeah, man.
He seemed really chill during the whole...
He was very chill. He was a super cool dude.
I think he's been doing that for like 8 years, and you get used to the fucking bullshit a little bit.
He definitely fits into that I could hang out with this dude category.
Sure.
Like, yeah, we could just hang, even if it wasn't podcasting or anything like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So I have been pimping you out, Nick A. Johnson, as we will affectionately just call Nick J. And then, so I don't know. We're going to see what this evolves into. Like I told you before we start recording, my secret mission here is to kind of eventually hand the reins over as I'm going to do this kind of waterfall Wednesday, I'll call it at this point.
We'll see what the contract says.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it's always good. It's, hey, as soon as I start making money, I'll share it. We'll see how it evolves and where it goes from there. If we keep that name or change the name, because I mean, in my mind, I've thrown around as people have referred to you as like Bird Nerd. I think you've self-professed Bird Nerd.
Oh yeah.
You know, Doctor Duck Doctor, the Goose Guru. You know,
whatever you want to call it.
Mad Scientist.
I look at birds on the internet all day, bro.
So we'll see kind of organically what transpires. For right now, we are going to call it Waterfall Wednesday with Nick J. So
it's Tuesday.
I know, but it's going to be released.
I know.
On Wednesdays. Work with me here.
I'm working with you.
So we're actually, this will be the first installment. We're going to pound out a bunch of these. So hopefully we'll keep the listeners well stocked into the future. So I just kind of.
Well, when you first brought this idea to me, you said, like, make a short segment. And I said, all right, well, what do you want to talk about? And I said, I know lots of stuff except dogs and boats, pretty much.
And that's fine. You obviously stick with what you know. And then more important than that, stick with what really interests you, because the content will come across much better.
Oh, absolutely. So, and I thought a great way to start it out would be talking about premium pellets.
Perfect.
Premium pellet alloys and stuff like that. I mean, everybody's always so interested in the super expensive shit. And is it really that much better? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, we're talking about shot shells that are going up to like $15, $16 each right now.
Well, what was it? Heavy shot.
Heavy shot's $4 like, each to $5.
Yeah, it was like, you get them in a pack of 10. You know, you're like, what
for $45. Yeah.
You're like, what?
And I see people talking about them all the time. And the new TSS, that's getting up to be like $15 a shot. And
one shotgun shell.
One shotgun 15 shell.
$15.
I was shopping around for a box of 25, and it was like $340.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But
better come with a guarantee.
Yeah. See, people say stuff like that. People will say stuff like, "It better kill birds for me. It better clean it too."
Right. Right.
And
right.
Then you'll also see people that have shot it, and they'll say stuff like, "Yeah, I noticed that it worked a little better." Like. Okay, when it comes to hunting equipment, me and you have opinions, right? Decoys, you've got your opinion on decoys. I got my opinion on decoys. We're both not wrong. I mean, we're both more right than each other, depending on the day. With the shot shell nerds, those guys got something called a chronograph, and they also have stats. And that's one really cool nerddom type of thing about the shot shell guys is they can back up everything they say.
Can't let facts get in the way of good arguments. No. I've been on Facebook. I know.
But when you just look at some of the stats when it comes to premium shot shells, it is mind-boggling how much better these things are than your standard steel loads. And I'm 33. I'm right at the generation where we never shot lead ever in our lives. Now you start getting 10 years younger than me, 15 younger than me. Those guys really have never shot lead.
Which is what everybody has always, in my generation, because I'm 40s, and everybody's like, why can we shoot lead? You know, like,
right.
As this lead was like the savior of everything, except for killing birds after the fact.
I mean, you see guys all the time who post something under one of these premium pellet alloy topics as like, I kill them just fine with my number two experts. Like, you have no idea.
Because I use experts. I hate them.
Oh, I mean, you can, yeah. But, I mean, for me personally, I don't have a dog. I'm allergic to dogs. I like to hunt water occasionally. I cannot afford cripples. I maybe lose one bird a year. Like, I'm a cripple fiend.
Yeah, if you're band hunting and you know it's banded, you shoot it and it's crippled and you don't get to go get it,
You'll
probably lose sleep for a week.
Well, even if I am if I'm hunting water and bang, I take a marginal shot, it comes down, it's crippled, and I'm going to go row my boat out there in my little Carson Pintail, go retrieve this thing. It's diving on me. Meanwhile, I can see a flock of five bombing my spread with a big orange neck collar on the lead goose. And I'm going to spend the next hour searching the cattails for this piece of shit. Like, no, can't happen. I don't hunt to cripple shit. So The premium pellets are a super good investment for a guy like me. And I would encourage anybody to get into the premium pellet alloy marketplace. It will dramatically improve your killing powers.
Well, let's use this platform as its intended purpose and break it down.
Okay, so like, here I got some numbers. So it's basically all about density, right? So if I were to throw a wiffle ball at you at 1,500 feet per second compared to a cannonball, what's going to hurt more, you know? So that's the same size, whatever, whatever. When you got steel, you're looking at 7.8 grams per cubic centimeter, whatever they call it. So it's a number, 7.8, that's how dense it is. When you go up to something like bismuth, you're getting closer to 10. So that's about a 25% increase in density. Now from there, increase another 25% or so, you get to lead, which is like 10.5, 11. Or actually, that's a little bit less than that, you know, like 10% more. And then you get to tungsten, that's up to like 12 to 15. I mean, now you're talking about something that's twice as dense as steel. And now the new TSS stuff that's coming out. TSS is classified as anything that's 18 or higher.
Do you know what that stands for, or what is that's compromised of? What is that made of?
Yeah, tungsten super shot is what it stands for.
It's tungsten.
Yeah,
okay.
It's tungsten super
shot. But
it's
different from, it's more dense than regular tungsten.
Tungsten pure is like 21.
Jesus.
Yeah, so this is like, you got to mix up like the irons and the whatever type of alloys to make it malleable. And TSS or tungsten super shot is not designed to be a pellet. It's designed to be a ball bearing in premium ball bearings for, I can't remember what industry.
And this is an honest question. Is tungsten, is it malleable like lead?
No.
Not as? So
no,
it holds its shape. I'll say if it's a ball bearing, it can't be, it needs to be super. So it's like titanium.
That's where the cost of that tungsten pellets comes from, is actually making the pellets. Because it is very difficult to get a material that hard, that round.
Oh,
and if
I
you
bet
look at
it is.
If you look at heavy shot's like almost looks like weld flux and just like,
yeah,
nasty,
it's a bunch
shit.
Of different
tungsten
shapes.
Super shot is spherical balls. So they are machining those things to be ball bearings. And right now it's only available in two different shot sizes, 7 and 9. So 7 would be the shot you would use for honkers.
Really?
Yes. You'd use Seven shot for honkers. That'd probably be good for up to around 60 to 70 yards.
Well, you're getting more pellets per shot shell. I mean, there's that.
There is, but there's another misconception too with premium pellets, is that people buy their steel equivalent all the time.
BB.
Or two shot. You know, I got some bismuth. Oh, what you get? I got two. Well, are you shooting coyotes? What the fuck, dude? No, I was going to use it duck hunting. Like, I always shoot twos.
So is it just the
well, what weighs more?
Not collateral damage, but the there's a term I'm trying to think of.
It's density. Like if you,
it is density, but there's a
what
term.
What weighs
the,
more, you know, a pound of feathers or a pound of bowling balls? You know,
right,
that
right,
sort
right,
of thing.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So there's more feathers than there is bowling balls.
Oh, there's a term. It'll come to me. Go ahead.
But so just some numbers on like those pellets that you lose. Like if you are shooting steel, let's just call it an ounce. I'm a 20-gauge shooter. A lot of my shot shells are like an ounce. Just steel to 1 ounce, you get about 125 pellets. Now you go up to something like heavy shot, now you're getting closer to 95. So it's 40% denser, 35% denser. You lose 40 to 35% of your pellets. So that's going to create big old holes in your pattern.
And, okay, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the smaller shot. So it's denser. It's carrying more energy.
Exactly.
It's going to cause more trauma. That was the word I was trying to find.
Trauma, huh?
When it hits.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. I mean,
that's like we talked. That's why I like that gel thing. Like, I should try to find some ballistic videos online and post them along with
this. Well, Federal came out with a shot shell that was TSS 7-shot mixed with elliptical rounded BB steel for their goose load. And when they were shooting the ballistics shell, the 7-shot pellets were going in deeper than the BB.
Deeper, but what kind of wound channel were they making? That's
kind
of what I want to see.
I don't
like,
remember.
Because I know one of the, and this could be complete bullshit, because this is the stuff that you hear from old dudes.
Okay.
You know, and people that just repeat old.
As long as you didn't
facts.
Hear it from a shot shell company.
No, it's just, you know, they're like, well, they just zip right through them. You know, whereas lead flattens out and creates all this damage when it goes through. It's like when you shoot that steel, it just zips right through them and doesn't cause any damage.
No.
It doesn't hit any vital organs. It doesn't, you know.
God, I mean, these premium pellets are hitting so goddamn hard. Like, I don't think it's not an arrow.
Right, yeah.
It's a big old ball that rolls through your body. Yeah.
But I do think that's going to be a hard thing for a lot of people to grasp or to even accept. And I'm not doubting what you're saying at all as far as like the smaller shot size being mm-hmm. just as effective as steel BB. But that's a hard sell. It's going to be a hard sell. It's going to be hard for people in their minds to go, but it's still a really tiny, tiny hole versus I'm making a bigger hole, which is why people shoot BB. I mean, I had the same thing. People, you know, when I was guiding for snow goose hunters, they come out and they're all, they're rocking 3.5 inch, whatever, they're using BBs. And I'm like, and until we finally get to shoot a Ross, I'm like, this is the size of a mallard. You don't need BBs.
If you don't drop your pellet size when you're shooting premium pellet alloys, you are going to get cripples because you can't go from 125 pellets down to 94 for heavy shot. Now, I just looked up the equivalent for number two shot in TSS. It's 54. So compared to steel, 125 to 54. That's like 70% of your pellet.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Like, you will have giant holes in your spread. You will have... True. You'll have birds getting hit with one or two pellets all the time. And I've shot like T and F shot at geese before, and they get the biggest, gapingest, most traumatic holes you can imagine. But they only get one of them.
Sure. And they just depending on where that goes, where it hits them.
Oh, and then you're chasing a bird that's just gushing blood when you get to it. Now, have you noticed when you shot BB versus like two steel, if you shoot BB versus two, BB kills them good, but it doesn't crush them. That mean like when you shoot two shot steel compared to BB, you're getting, okay, so BB in an ounce has only 72 pellets. So that'd be like dropping down, same as like if you were to shoot premium and number two. Dropping from 125 to 72. Yeah, the pellets hit them harder, but you never just get that pillowcase effect.
Right.
It's because you lose 30% of your pellets.
Sure, that makes sense.
You want to get more pellets on target.
I would say, okay, so with what I was saying, like people trying to wrap their mind around it, to make a visual in your head, and I'm trying to sell myself on this right now just to be brutally honest, so anybody listening to this, if you're struggling with it, so am I, but I'm starting to get the overall picture. Yeah, the BB is going to create more damage, but like you said, maybe it's only one, two, or three BBs that hit, and then you're rolling the dice as, is it hitting a vital, or am I just crippling this bird to die later? Versus, I hit it with a dozen hard-hitting pellets, even though they're smaller, I've increased my chance of hitting.
Well, why not
vital,
do both?
Of breaking a wing.
Why not hit it with more pellets and hit it with each pellet hitting twice as hard?
Well, that's what I'm saying. With the premium shot, I'm saying you're going to get – you're making more holes, and so your chance at hitting something that's important goes up exponentially. And it's when it does hit, even that BB versus – even if it's one BB versus one premium shot, that one shot is hitting – with more velocity. So a chance of finding that one BB that's just under the skin. I know we've all cleaned birds like that where it's like it's sitting there right between the breast meat and the skin. It never went in any farther. Less likely that's going to happen.
Oh,
with
yeah.
That denser pellet that you're actually going to get penetration.
100%. Like even shooting, I don't prefer shooting BB steel, but one thing I like about it is you get pass-throughs. Like you never have pellets in the meat. Number two, you'll end up with that stuff under the pellets under the skin.
Yep.
You'll never get that with like heavy shot. And guys, I know a couple guys who have taken to jump shooting snows, and they are good at it. Like, these guys aren't just yokels driving around in their pickup trucks. They've got game plans. They've usually got multiple dogs, multiple ATVs for the cripple roundups. And when they do their initial jump, they're loaded with completely stacked heavy shot for the initial jump, and then, like, some six or seven steel for the cleanup.
Okay.
So, like, you got... When each pellet will just get a pass-through, I mean, you're going to kill multiple
birds. Yeah,
everything
behind it.
With the, just like sixes or fours for heavy shot, you're going to get more birds per shot than you would in it like with just
most
steel.
Most people, and even your normal steel guys, I hear this repeated all the time too. Like they'll use smaller shot for cripples.
Oh, yeah.
For cleaning up cripples.
Because you get so many more pellets.
So why wouldn't you want to do that on your original shot?
What's that?
Why are you only saving that to clean up cripples? Why wouldn't you just use that on your
original
shot?
Because it doesn't have the energy to kill stuff past about 30 yards.
Okay.
And it certainly isn't going to get a pass through and a kill on
it. Not with steel.
No.
But with?
Heavy shot number sixes, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm not going to say I like to say it made pass shooting great again. It really did.
That's and it. Make the hats.
There is
print the t-shirts.
There is nothing unethical about taking an 85-yard shot with some heavy shot number twos that you've patterned out, and you know, like, okay, at that distance, I get this. Because I always shoot heavy shot for band hunts. Well, I've done 95% of my band hunts are unsuccessful band hunts. So, I mean, it's 11:30. It's getting close to noon or 1. I'm kind of like, well, I'll probably do something else this afternoon. You get that one goose that's like hanging up like with the perfect wind at like 70, 80 yards. maybe 90 yards, and it's just bucking the wind, and I'm thinking to myself, I think I got the lead down. I think I could lead that correctly. Whack! And man, do they make a thud.
Yeah, they do when you get them.
And it's just really crazy. Like, here, listen to this. Like, here's a number four pellet. Just so number four heavy shot compared to number four steel. A steel one, 20 yards, you're going to have, energy is 4.17 is what it's going to hit the ballistic gel or the duck at. And then if you look at heavy shot at 60 yards, it's like 3.25.
Is this like pounds per square inch or something?
Yep.
Or what's the, okay.
Foot pounds of energy.
Foot pounds of pressure.
Yeah. Oh, and it also it's got your penetration on this little chart right here too, yeah.
Who doesn't like good penetration?
So, yeah, dude, 0.83 penetration for steel, number four is 20 yards. 1.95 for heavy shot at 60 yards.
You'll have to send me that graph. I'll attach it to this episode.
So, yeah, it's getting damn near the exact identical penetration at 60 yards as steel does at 20.
That's crazy.
So people are like, you can't take 65-yard shots with that. No, I'd prefer to take 100.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, no, you really, again, really can.
And again, my snow goose hunting brain is thinking this makes a ton of sense because you're taking those tall shots. Your pattern is more open. The more pellets, obviously, the better. So just having more pellets, but pellets that'll actually carry that energy makes sense.
But typically guys are going to be losing pellets because they're not going to get their pellets small enough. Like if you're used to shooting steel BB and you want to go to heavy shot, the equivalent is fives.
Wow.
You should be shooting five shot.
People are not doing that.
No, and they don't even really hardly sell them because like it's what sells and people buy the four shot, the two shot, the BB. People aren't buying sixes, but the TSS right now is only coming in seven and nine.
And so I've only looked into Boss a little bit, but the way they sell there's like you get these mixed bags, right, of different kinds of shot.
No, I think you get a bag with flattened boxes. They just are gonna send you a box with loose ammo in it. They don't box it up for
you. Right, they don't box it. But they're all gonna be the same shot.
They're whatever you order. Yeah, whatever you order.
Okay,
you get.
I thought there was like mix. When I looked at it, it sounded like you're getting a mix of whatever and whatever. I'm like, well, I kind of want to know what I'm shooting. I don't want
to
have to go.
So people want
to
know like
organize that shit myself.
What's this pellet stuff all about? I would highly encourage you to start at Bismuth and start at like Boss Bismuth is a great brand or Bismuth is just gonna get you right up to just under what lead is. You're gonna want to drop at least two pellet sizes. So if I'm shooting twos at geese, I want to shoot fours for bismuth, maybe fives, not twos, because you're going to lose so many pellets, you're going to have holes in your pattern. So you're not getting more pellets when you do something like that until you get to like TSS sevens. You're just trying to get equivalent pellets, you know,
okay.
Like hope,
right.
Fingers
yeah.
crossed you get up there because this shit is so dense.
Right.
So and bismuth is also the lowest price point you can get when it comes to a premium pellet because you're talking about $1, $1.50 per shell, not $4.50, not $15.50.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is just, that's no one's shooting that shit.
Turkey hunters.
Turkey
hunters.
You should only be shooting once.
Right.
I mean, so that's kind of a guarantee. It's like, well, I would spend more if I'm taking a very few shots and I have, it's giving me high confidence that I'm going to get the best pattern, the best range, the best lethality that I can out of that shot, I'll pay the premium.
Right.
But when it comes down to like snow goose hunting and you're taking a bunch of borderline shots because you take what you can get, you know, that cut them tall or not at all mentality, and you're going to run through a bunch. It's like, well,
there's some guys
risk
that
15
like,
bucks a shot.
No,
but
no.
Like I mentioned before though, and I don't know how you'd quantify this. You almost have to try to somehow figure out a dollar per dead bird ratio.
Right.
Because I've shot Winchester experts and they're absolute dog shit, in my opinion, out of the guns that I've used. Now,
I've heard
yes,
guys say
they're cheaper, but do I kill more? Like, how many
I've
more
heard,
birds from a box
I've
of heavy
guys
shot
say
am
it's
I
something
kill
like,
a box of experts?
Some guys say, like, I take less marginal shots because I know it's $4 sitting behind the trigger. So I save, you know, I'm not just willy-nilly throwing shells out there. And now also your marginal shots are completely acceptable shots.
Right.
Like, that's a little tall for steel. Yeah.
When I've taken and made handful of pretty tall shots. I mean, I'm a decent shot. So usually, you know, I kind of know what's my marginal and what isn't. You know, as far as like big game hunters or rifle shooters go, a lot of people think, you know, these 1,000-yard shots are unethical. Well, they're only unethical if you're not good at it.
What's your distance in your head that you have for steel?
Yeah, where are you confident? Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
For steel. So you got steel 2-shot in your you shoot a Vinci, don't you?
Yep.
So you got steel 2s, an ounce and a quarter of it. How far are you stretching that to 70, on a honker?
70. Oh, not on a honker?
On a normal goose hunt. A normal Minnesota goose hunt where you're just like, all right, you're by yourself. I'll take that shot.
60.
60?
Yeah.
I'm about 37 on those.
Yeah, I'll take a 60-yard shot.
I'll take a 60 with tungsten. But I just don't risk the cripple.
I don't usually do it either just because, like,
let's say this.
Glorified pass shot is like,
A shot where you're confident there will be no cripple. What, like, I can't get a cripple today. I'm in this stupid Carson Pintail. Now what yardage are we talking?
Oh, like we...
Not like it's possible, but like it's safe.
Like I know it's banded and I need to make sure I harvest this bird, that kind of thing.
Yeah, or just like I don't want to work any harder than I have to
probably
today.
Probably 30.
That's where I'm at is like 30 to 35 range before I'm like,
that's like full confidence. Like when I pull a trigger, it's going
to
die.
Exactly. And I won't be paddling my ass for the next hour to get this piece of shit.
No, when I'm taking that 60 yard shot, this is like, I'm just hoping to knock it down.
Yeah.
And
that's
I'll take care
possible.
Of it after.
Right. And like when I'm shooting like on a little public lake or something like that, same deal, about 30 to 37 before I'm like, no.
Yeah. Oddly enough, on public waters, people stretch their they stretch their range out because they don't. So if I don't, somebody else will. It's like, oh god.
And when it comes to like shooting something like a heavy shot 4 or a heavy shot 2, I'm looking to binocular geese and I'm confident to 100. Like if I put a binocular out there and I see a band and I put a rangefinder up and it says 86. I'm taking the shot.
Whew, that's...
It's 100%.
Yeah.
Completely in range. Yeah,
that's crazy. That's crazy for a lot of waterfowlers to think in that.
It's 30 yards
realm.
Still in range. It could be another 30 yards farther. You'd still have a chance.
Yeah, I could see that on some of like the band hunts that you do where it's like, I'm taking a bunch of shots. I'm not shooting non-banded birds. Like I'm waiting until I know one's banded. Like I'm out here to kill one bird, so it falls into that turkey hunting kind of mentality. I might spend $15 a shot.
Can I tell you something
for that?
My gun is at the gunsmith right now getting scope mounts on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude, I'm not joking around about this stuff.
Take it to the next level.
But those now the TSS I was talking about, we were talking about pellet counts, and I'm saying you just hope to get equivalent. The TSS, man, when that 7 and 9 shot, you're dropping the shot size down so small that you are getting more pellets, like fuckloads more.
Shit ton.
This like ounce of 2-shot steel, 125 pellets. You're talking about like an ounce of 9-shot for ducks.
You're really gonna pillowcase some birds when they're close.
That's like 250, 300, I think, up in that range.
You're
doubling
feathers flying everywhere.
Literally doubling or 2.5 times in your pellet count, and each pellet is that much more devastating. Like,
I just, like,
it's fucked up.
The term pillowcase is kind of stupid because a pillowcase doesn't make any fluff.
Yeah, maybe we should call it a pillow.
I know pillowing would be
pillowing,
the best.
Yeah, pillowing,
you know,
would be better.
I pillowcased it. Oh, you grabbed all the feathers and put them in a bag, or not even that. So you have a bag with feathers in it, and then you put a covering over it. That's what you just did to that goose.
Maybe we should call it.
You gently covered that with some nice soft silk.
What would be a better one? Maybe flour bag? Flour bagged it?
I don't know. Just in general? Does it? Whatever. I'm like, you know, pillowcase doesn't really make sense.
It's going to bother me the rest of the day. Thanks, Dale.
We dandelioned it.
Well, did we cover this topic?
Yeah, let's wrap this one up. You got any closing statements on shot?
Nope. Get into some premium pellet alloys. Encourage your friends to as well. Stop chasing cripples and stop having cripples that you don't retrieve all over the goddamn countryside.
There you go. Be a more ethical, accurate sportsman. Look into premium pellets. All right. Later. Thank you for listening to the Full Scale Outdoors podcast. I truly, truly appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe, rate, and review. A 5-star rating would be fantastic. I love reading the reviews, so leave me a review. If you have anything, any questions, anybody you'd like to have on the show, it could be anything. Please don't hesitate to message me. You can hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Dale Luganville at FullScaleOutdoors.com. You can send me an email. It's as easy as that. So Full Scale Outdoors Podcast is a proud member of the Waypoint Outdoor Collective. And remember, whatever your passion, pursue it full scale.
Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV. Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.